The lead singer and songwriter for the pop new wave band The Cars has died. Rick Ocasek was one of the most popular artists from the MTV generation. He died yesterday. He was found unconscious in his home in Manhattan, according to NYPD. The police say he was 75, though other sources say he was 70. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this remembrance.
The Cars began in Boston in the late 1970s during the punk era. They played in clubs and occasionally opened for bigger names who came to town. Boston radio stations started playing the demo of a song that soon became one of the band's biggest hits. The Cars didn't play edgy, rebellious punk. Their songs had a steady beat, they were singable, and very radio-friendly. With songs like Just What I Needed and My Best Friend's Girl, The Cars won over critics and gained millions of fans. Here she comes again when she's dancing beneath the starry sky. She'll make you feel. Here she comes again when she's. The Cars were playful in their music and their videos. Ocasek was razor thin with a long face and jet black hair. He once told NPR's Guy Raz why he was the Cars' most identifiable frontman.
That's because I look like Ichabod Crane.
Ocasek was born in Baltimore. When he was a teenager, his family moved to Cleveland, where his father was a computer analyst for NASA. It was a tough transition. He told Interview Magazine he got punched in the face the very first day of school. He said people stared at him a lot because he was so tall and skinny, and he dyed the front of his hair blonde. Even so, he told NPR he wasn't really into being in the spotlight.
I'm not into the that much into being the front guy. I was the songwriter, really, and the person who put the songs together and maybe a bit of a director. But being an entertainer was never my, you know, main thing.
The Cars were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year. Throughout his career, Rick Ocasek produced albums by other artists, including Weezer. The rock band paid tribute to Ocasek on Twitter, saying they were devastated by the loss of our friend and mentor. The statement ends, "Rest in peace and rock on, Rick. We love you." Elizabeth Blair, NPR News. Let the photos be old. Let them show.